WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Blinn College and Blinn's Foundation hosted more than 200 guests in Bryan yesterday at an event to celebrate the community college's partnership with the Texas A&M system.
Chancellor John Sharp brought up a relationship approaching nearly 50 years as Blinn prepares to open its first building on the system's Rellis campus next fall.
We're not doing this just because we want to continue the legacy of Onion Swartz, but we do love that legacy, and we do. I often wonder, Charles, what he would think about this bold new step that Blinn and Texas A&M are doing together. And I have come to the conclusion he would probably say, what took you 20-something years to figure this out?
Onion Swartz was Blinn's president when an agreement was made with former A&M president and system chancellor Earl Rutter. Schwartz's son Charles, who's chairman of the A&M System Board of Regents, remembered his lifelong friend, Walt Shane Vogel of Brenham, who chaired the Blinn Foundation board until his unexpected death 6 weeks ago.
The stories about Walt are legendary. We still recall them, and there's not a glass of beer drank in Washington County by anyone that doesn't have a Walt Shane Vogel story. And we're all so richer and so pleased to have known Walt all these years.
The Blinn Foundation recognized Shane Vogel and Sharp with new endowed scholarships in their names. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
An already time-consuming commute to and from Texas A&M is longer following a single car crash last night. College Station Police reports Holloman is closed between Welburn and Marion Pugh until at least 7:30 tonight. That's because a railroad crossing arm was knocked to the ground after it was struck by a car, and a Union Pacific repair crew is not able to get to the scene until today. The 10th anniversary of the Brazos County Expo has included responding to a second Texas hurricane. General Manager Tom Quirrell says volunteers assisted the expo as they hosted response teams from 18 states and 12 FEMA units, along with Texas Task Force 1 and 2,000 troops and all of their equipment from the Texas and Arkansas National Guards.
We had several restaurants in town that, just donated as many as 400 to 600 meals several times. And then we had just volunteers from the community that did know what was going on out here, and they came out and got all kinds of donations and fed a lot of these folks that were being deployed.
Quarles also responded to what he called misinformation and myths on social media about taking care of 31 rescued horses, which was done around the clock by members of the Brazos County Extension Horse Committee until they were moved to a shelter in Hempstead.
They stayed out here 24/7. They fed them three times a day and gave them all the water that they wanted and watched after them.
Among the expo's upcoming activities is the Brazos Valley Fair, which starts 2 weeks from today. It took less than 18 hours to sell out the Hurricane Relief Concert at Reed Arena 2 weeks from tomorrow night. It will follow the return of former President George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara to Houston from spending the summer in Maine. Family spokesman Jim McGrath was asked about any impact to the Bush's Houston home after Hurricane Harvey.
They came through it okay, and they're very fortunate about that, but obviously they feel very strongly. They're just heartbroken for everybody that didn't come through the storm.
All five former living presidents are scheduled to attend the relief concert on the 21st. Five people were transported to the hospital after a two-vehicle crash involving a Navasota ISD school bus yesterday morning.
The two drivers and two children were taken to Scott White in College Station. The third student was actually picked up by a parent there on scene.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a northbound pickup truck entered the path of the school bus on FM 159 near Milliken around 6:30 a.m. The driver of the truck was transported in serious condition. Those on the bus who were transported, who included a bus driving instructor, all had non-life-threatening injuries. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports a Bryan man was sentenced to 7 years in prison for two residential burglaries that took place in September of last year. The punishment for 19-year-old Sean Lee Ballum was a combination of a jury conviction for breaking into a home while three Texas A&M students were sleeping. The next night, Ballum was discovered in another home by the occupant who had walked into the kitchen. All the property taken from both burglaries was found in Ballum's home. Prosecutors also reported Ballum's sentence included guilty pleas to misdemeanor crimes of a vehicle burglary, evading arrest, family violence assault, and violating a protective order. WTAW News Time is at 9 after 8. It is 68 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news headlines at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggieland and Kyle Field in the fall. Know, experience, compares. Take in all the sights and sounds with your family and friends when you have a game day home in Aggieland. Game day homes are a solid investment in a strong real estate market. Locally, BCR Realtors are experts for game day home properties. Click on bcrbcs.com. Your experts for game day home properties in Aggieland, BCR Realtors, bcrbcs.com. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Schulte Roofing, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, it's 8:11, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are the numbers.
High pressure in control, and it stays in control into the Columbus Day weekend, so we'll be forecasting relative sunshine. Good news is it's also going to keep Tropical Storm Nate off to our east. Should go into the Gulf Coast, the Louisiana, maybe as far east as Pensacola over the weekend. Sun today, 85 to 90. We're clear tonight, 65 to 70. Partial sun, close to 90 tomorrow. And it's sunny Sunday with highs around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so Tom Petty passed away earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Taylor right. Swift said she was heavily influenced by Tom Petty. Told RollingStone.com, quote, "To me, Tom Petty represented a kind of songwriting that I idolized. Complex simplicity. It said so much in the lyrics, the concepts, the stories, the messages, the nuances, but always brought you back to the hook that got stuck in everybody's head. He motivated thousands of guitarists to learn to play just because they wanted to be able to play Free Fallin'." Said, "And I can count myself as that."
Okay.
So, I'm glad that he influenced her. I don't get a lot of that from her music.
No, I don't either.
I agree with what she said.
Now, this is kind of interesting. Florida will pay tribute to Tom Petty in its game against LSU tomorrow.
Really?
The Gators announced they will play I won't Back Down at the end of the third quarter at Florida Field. He died Monday. He was born and raised in Gainesville and once worked as a groundskeeper at the University of Florida.
I did not know that.
So there you are. Hey, hey, how about that Rick Pitino fellow? Did you hear that story yesterday?
I guess not.
The Louisville Reporter, a journal reported yesterday that Adidas' last deal with Louisville was mostly just a deal with Pitino.
Yeah.
Since he reportedly got $1.5 million from the sneaker company for, quote, personal services, while the school's athletic department got $25,000. He gets $1.5.
Personal Whoa. Services.
Yeah. The year before, Pitino pulled down $1.5, while Louisville made $10,000.
Jeez.
So, yeah. Again, just can't shower enough. You
we'll
know, to
see
clean
how
off.
Deep it goes. And apparently at the game last night at NC State, the fans were chanting FBI
oh,
to
very
the football
nice.
Team.
Very nice. I like that. Okay, who wrote the apology for Cam Newton?
I don't know.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I watched it this morning.
Oh.
Chelsea
this
is not
my,
convinced.
This is, no, I'm not convinced at all. And this is my favorite part is when he says, "If you were offended, I'm sorry."
Yes, you're right. There's a non-apology.
That's a non-apology.
Yep. To Dannon.
And
yeah, just because he lost his yogurt endorsement.
And what if you were his girlfriend? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's got two daughters.
man.
I just, yeah. No, I watched it, and there were parts of it. I mean, it's about a minute and a half long,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
at least he does a good job of, he doesn't look like he's reading off a teleprompter.
Okay.
He actually looks like he's just sitting in front of a camera, but right. You can still tell it's obviously scripted.
Of course it is.
And then certain things that he says just make me bust out laughing,
and
because
it would be,
it's just ridiculous.
It would be a lot more believable if the woman who had a problem with it or who asked the question, if she said that his apology afterwards was sincere, but it sounded like he didn't apologize at all. So
right.
It wasn't like he thought he had done anything wrong
yeah.
after the press conference.
Because I mentioned it yesterday. She sought him out like afterwards at the in the locker room or whatnot, and he offered no apology and did not seem, you know, like he thought he had done anything wrong. And this apology came out, I mean, hours after all of this happened and blew up. And so I just, yeah, I'm not buying it.
I mean, it came out days.
What?
Or a day, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
the
because
it
was Wednesday that
right,
this all
yeah.
happened, and the apology was issued
True.
Yesterday.
What
True.
Does that say about his sincerity?
Exactly.
And again,
exactly.
he's still. It sounds like he's still tone deaf. He still doesn't get
right.
it.
Right.
He doesn't
and,
think he did anything wrong.
You know, and I'm not one of those females that gets all worked up about a dumb comment.
Got
I mean,
it.
People say stupid things on a microphone every day.
Sure.
We know that, and we get that. But it was the amount of time it took for the apology to come, and just again, you can tell it's not sincere, and so. So he obviously did not think he had done anything
well,
wrong.
And it would be one thing if he was talking. Okay, look, if it would be one thing if he was talking maybe about the average female fan, because maybe they wouldn't know that much, if that makes sense. But
mm-hmm.
he's talking to a reporter
right.
who obviously knows her stuff. And I mean, same thing
yeah.
with you, Chelsea. You know more than the average bear. You know more than the average male fan.
Right. Well, and here's the other thing is it wasn't about the X's and O's of the route. It was about the physicality of
right.
one of his wide receivers. And so, yes, she uses the word route, but it wasn't even talking about the play in particular, just talking about how great one of his wide receivers has been. And so, but he, you know, he heard the word route. He immediately, you know, his mind started churning, and that's when he started grinning, and, you know, and then it was over from there.
But that's, I mean, he's not talking to
You're
a,
right.
a
no.
female in a bar.
Absolutely.
Who might be saying that. He's talking
Absolutely.
To somebody whose job it is to cover the team.
That's what, you know, your team, your organization, you know, I guess she's getting paid by the newspaper, but she is a beat writer for the Panthers. And so she is getting paid to know about football, to understand football, to know who the players are, to, you know. And so, yeah, that's the other thing is it's not even just some random, you know, journalist from, I don't know,
Someplace
what
else,
magazine
right.
who's not even a sports reporter maybe. Yeah, it's, you know, she's been covering your team for over a year.
Hello.
Good morning. Just going to let y'all know about a major accident at the intersection of Williams O'Brien and Villa Maria.
Okay.
I want to tell your listeners to avoid that intersection.
Which direction we got blocked off, does it look like?
Pretty much every direction. Predominantly the westbound traffic on Williams O'Brien is completely blocked off.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Wow. Okay.
Yep,
there you go. And is that time of day, not good for that.
I know. So, yeah. So, anyway, yes, I watched the apology and this morning, and I just, yeah.
It would be a little bit more sincere, a little bit more believable if it hadn't come after he just lost his big endorsement with Dannon.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that too. Yeah. And he even says, you know, now it's already caught. The joke is on me. That's what he said.
Okay.
The joke's on me. What joke?
Really?
Okay.
All right. Nickelodeon teaming up with Members Only for an outerwear collection. The Hollywood Reporter says the brand popular in the 1980s for its racer jackets is going all out to throwbacks with Nick cartoon classics.
Yes.
Unisex reversible Members Only bomber jackets that will feature Rugrats, Hey Arnold, and the Ren and Stimpy Show.
Nice.
I got to get me one of those.
Awesome.
The jackets can be purchased for $200 at Members Only. I didn't even know Members Only was still around.
Yeah.
Anyway, and later this month, Macy's, Nordstrom, Amazon, Zoomsie, and PacSun will have those. Hey! Speaking of entertainment and such, prices are going up at Netflix again.
Are they? Oh, really?
And you'll pay it.
Oh,
I know you
will. Of course
you
will.
Caller.
Hey, I think Cam Newton, I really think he needs to watch Jerry Maguire again and learn about Daquan.
All about Daquan,
That's
baby.
That's it. Hello.
Hey, just two words about that Cam Newton story. Shireen Williams.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Shireen, the godmother of football, as she's been dubbed.
Has she? Okay. Yeah. Well, again.
Or mother football, I should say.
Mother football. All right. Brian, Texas. Brian Eagle.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. So Netflix raising their prices by 10% next month on most plans, and naturally people are angry. But let's face it, you're going to pay, right? I mean, you will. The price hikes won't affect all of their plans, but since they're changing the most popular ones, most of their 53 million customers will be affected. So subscribers who pay the standard $9.99 service will be charged $10.99 or a dollar more per month, and the price for the premium tier goes up to $13.99. Yeah. The basic $7.99 plan is staying the same for now, and clear on the old DVD. By the way, they have 17% of their customers still do the DVD thing.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Why would you do that?
Well,
we used to have somebody here at the station that did that, and I never understood it.
Well, again, they do a good job, I guess, of postponing their gratification, all right? They're ready for snail mail to go ahead and get it there. And I guess they can watch it a lot of times. My question is, does the availability of certain DVDs not as great as it used to be? Because why in the world does Netflix need to get into that part of it? And again, it's a hassle with the shipping, I would think.
And if you don't, I understand it from a standpoint that if you don't have a smart TV, which I used to have a dumb TV, that in order to watch anything off of Netflix, you had to plug your computer in with a USB cable.
Right.
It was this long, drawn-out process. Mm-hmm. So if you still have one of those, but a DVD player, I understand maybe it would be easier to get a DVD.
Well, that's, but you know, I also use Roku, and with Roku, you just hit Netflix. There's a Netflix button.
Yeah.
It just comes right up. It's just right there. The new price is going to affect November. Netflix is officially notifying customers October 19th, 30 days before it goes in. And the reason you will do it, among other things, is because season two of Stranger Things hits Netflix.
Oh, that's right.
October the 27th. So the timing, maybe not a coincidence. Just saying. They know what people like to watch.
Uh-huh.
Well, and the other thing is, you could just... I mean, I found a show this week on Netflix that was... I think it was 6 years old. It's a police procedural I'd never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Started watching it. It's a great show.
What is it?
It's called Chicago Code.
Okay.
And it stars Jennifer Beals, who was in Flashdance. You know, she plays the police superintendent. And again, it's one more show about crime and corruption in Chicago. So that's probably
what
one of the reasons.
New?
Yeah, it didn't start. But the guy who produced it is the guy who produced S.H.I.E.L.D., which is a pretty good show. And so, but I happened to just... I typed in Chicago just to see what came up. There was something I never heard of. I went and looked at it. So, again, it's not a life changer. It's 13 episodes, but it's good television. And when you consider it's really hard to find good television amongst the crap that's out there now.
Someone or a couple of people texted in and said some people outside of city limits or out of the city may not have high-speed internet.
Ah,
no, that's
true, too.
And that's
another reason why people are still doing the DVD.
Good point. Like my parents.
Once again, see, we only think about our world.
We don't think about those
folks who are in that other situation.
Yep.
All right, so a guy broke into a Mexican restaurant in Hicksville, New York, on Long Island, about 2 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. Smashed the cash register, stole about $100, but that might not be why he was really there, because after he grabbed the cash, he took about 45 minutes to cook himself a hell of a meal. The owner says the surveillance camera shows the guy putting on gloves, picking ingredients out of the fridge, cooking up some beans, chicken, shrimp, and then he sat down to eat it.
Wow.
And the owner said he did a great job.
He could have had a career as a cook.
Right. He would change gloves frequently after handling the food. Can't they get the fingerprints from the inside of the gloves? Just saying.
Mm.
And handling other objects, working the pot like a pro, and after he was done, he did the dishes, dried them, wiped them down on all the cleaning surfaces, and left a dollar in the tip jar.
Are you serious?
Yep. Funny.
Cops tried to track him down. The owner says he probably hired the guy if he wasn't a thief.
Yeah.
He
was thoughtful and clean and everything.
He did. Very strange that goes on. All right, now don't forget, Columbus Day is Monday.
Yes, big holiday.
Now, we are paying the price for you. We will be here.
Oh.
I know. Columbus Day is Monday, and you don't even know why, and we discussed that earlier this week, and so the Italians could have it. Okay. Anyway, Columbus Day has become a lot more controversial after people found out Well, just the way that he behaved.
Yeah.
The argument against him is that he didn't discover America, number one, since there are already people living here.
It wasn't you.
We had it already when you came. So, and then he enslaved and sold some into slavery, and some died from the new physical diseases that he brought, if you get my drift.
Bringing over the disease.
That's it. Well, in spite of that, the majority of U.S. Americans are still behind Monday's holiday. 57% say celebrating Columbus Day is a, quote, good idea.
What do? You get off work?
You get off work, and you go home, and you do stuff that's completely unrelated to Christmas.
Unrelated, yeah. Who actually celebrates it?
Survey also found 76% of U.S. Americans say Columbus and other historical figures shouldn't be judged against modern standards, which is probably right.
Yeah.
It was a different world then. And
it was a whole new world, Scott. Yeah,
it was a whole new world.
A whole new
caller. Wait, hang on. Caller. Yep.
Yep. What does Mexican food taste like in New York? Do they know?
Let me tell you. No. I never really ate
it. I had some pretty good Mexican food in Virginia once. I was kind of surprised.
Really?
I was
Well, Virginia still considers themselves part of the South. So.
I had some pretty good Mexican food in Denver.
Well, and the thing is, people move. I mean, they do.
That is true.
You
that
can
is
get
true.
That stuff there. They have cilantro and cumin and things like that.
Yeah,
in those
I would imagine in New York you can find good food.
I'm sure.
From any kind of food. I mean, I'm
sure
they have
New
people
York
from all over
City,
the place.
City, you can. Yeah, you go upstate and it
upstate,
gets
maybe
sketchy.
Not. Yeah, that's right.
Right. But I can't say that I ever went out for Mexican.
Yeah, what you wanted to
no.
do. Just wait till you get back
wait
to
till
Texas.
I got home. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever had something taken from you? We've all experienced loss at one point or another. The Bible tells us there's a thief in this life, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy lives. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus says this, I have come that you might have life, life more abundant, life bigger, and life better.
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-480-5681. That's 800-480-5681. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-480-5681. 800-480-5681.
The side effects of drug prices. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. More expensive drugs sometimes work better because patients expect them to. But this can have a flip side called the nocebo effect. People also expect pricier drugs to have more negative side effects. Now, researchers report in the journal Science that volunteers using a dermatitis cream labeled with an expensive name brand reported more pain and had increased activity in pain processing areas of the brain than those who used a cream with a cheap generic label. University Medical Center of Hamburg neuroscientist Alexandra Timmermann says the creams were actually identical and contained no active ingredients.
We find that the nocebo effect is stronger in the expensive group than the cheap group.
She says the results could help guide doctors when discussing a drug's side effects with patients. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Trump administration's chief trade negotiator plans to propose significant changes to a central aspect of NAFTA in a bill to force auto factories in Mexico to move back to the U.S. The Wall Street Journal reports the proposal introduces a requirement that cars would need to have a specific level of U.S.-made content to qualify for tariff breaks, a step that would change a core principle of the 23-year-old regional trade pact and pit the longtime trade members against each other. Despite President Trump's campaign to drain the swamp of lobbyists and special interests, Washington's influence industry is alive and well and growing. An analysis by Public Citizen, a public interest group, finds that former members of the Trump transition team, his presidential campaign, and the administration, as well as friends, have set up shop as lobbyists and cashed in on connections. Crude oil trading at $50.26 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are mixed. That's your money now.
First off, you robots are a great addition to the accounting department.
But
your auditing and risk assessment skills are excellent.
But
it's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
Forecasting, outstanding.
But
please stop oiling yourself up in the lunchroom.
I knew there was a but. There's always a but.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Google unveiled a slew of new gadgets this week. A new smartphone, a new laptop, wireless earbuds that translate 40 languages in real time, and a tiny new camera that's not getting much publicity yet. But when it does, we'll all have to decide, is it cool or creepy? Kim Commander with your Friday Consumer Tech Update. It's called Google Clips, a 2-ounce, 2-square-inch artificial intelligence-driven HD camera. It can see 130 degrees all around, making its own decisions when to record. And when it does, it will identify everyone it sees, recording up to a total of 3 hours of audio and video clips. Hide it on a bookshelf, clip it to your shirt, stick it in a hallway or a baby's room. And it's not very expensive, $249. It can help solve crimes and catch people who are up to no good. But all technology can be misused. Is it cool or creepy? Or both? Our tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. Here's a huge secret for cutting your printing costs in your small business or home office. If you do a lot of printing, then you know how crazy expensive it is to replace the ink cartridges. That's why here at the Kim Commando Show, we rely on the Epson EcoTank 4550 wireless all-in-one printer. This awesome printer has a huge refillable ink tank, and that means cartridge-free printing. Seriously, we never have to buy ink cartridges over and over. The best part is that the ink tank is so huge that we haven't even had to refill it yet. Can you imagine that? A printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 2 years or 8,500 pages without having to buy new ink. Think of how much money you can save each year. You really need to check out the Epson EcoTank 4550. Learn more right now by going to Epson.com/EcoTank. That's Epson.com/EcoTank to save money and time on your printing. Head over to Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station motorists have another obstacle. Holloman is closed between Welburn and Marion Pugh until at least 7:30 tonight. That's after a car struck a railroad crossing arm, knocking it across the tracks. Union Pacific can't get a repair crew to the scene until today. A Navasota school bus was involved in a head-on crash in Brazos County yesterday morning. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the collision was on FM 159 just outside of Milliken.
A Dodge pickup truck enter into the path of a northbound school bus head-on.
The driver of the truck was taken to a College Station hospital with serious injuries. Two children on the bus, the bus driver and a bus driving instructor, were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A third student on the bus was picked up by a parent. A celebration of Blinn College's partnership with the Texas A&M system was held in Bryan yesterday.
Officials at the college and Blinn Foundation recognized System Chancellor John Sharp and the foundation's late chairman, Walt Shanevogel of Brenham, who died unexpectedly in late July. The chairman of the system's Board of Regents, Charles Schwartz, graduated from Blinn, and his father's a former Blinn president. Schwartz's relationship with Sharp began while attending Shane Vogel's wedding reception.
One of the bridesmaids at that reception was named Charlotte Han. And Charlotte Han brought her boyfriend, indeed, I think it may have even been her fiancé, to that reception. The boyfriend slash fiancé's name was John Sharp. How about that for a small world?
Sharp also recalled the Shane Vogel's wedding reception.
And I had just proposed to this girl named Charlotte Han. And we go to that wedding, and she's a bridesmaid in your wedding. And that wedding, I could see Charlotte taking notes. I figure that wedding of Charlotte and Walt cost my father-in-law at least $50,000 more than putting on that wedding.
At the end of the event, the Blinn Foundation announced the creation of endowed scholarships in the names of Sharp and Shane Vogel. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Activities at the Brazos County Expo barely skipped a beat while making accommodations related to Hurricane Harvey. General Manager Tom Quirrell says rescuers came from 18 states and 12 FEMA units, along with Texas Task Force 1 and 2,000 troops from the Texas and Arkansas National Guards.
Pretty well filled up all the ballrooms and all the exhibit halls with cots, and they slept inside, and then the next morning they picked everything up and they were deployed to Houston, and then a whole other group came in. You know, when I say group, I'm talking about, you know, in most cases it was probably three or four, maybe five or six states at a time.
Quirrell says only two events were rescheduled because out-of-town participants were not able to travel, and at the expo 2 weeks from today is the start of the Brazos Valley Fair. WTAW News Time is 836. It's 68 degrees. You can text us any time of the day. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to know when to use home health care, nutrition, fitness, and many more health care topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
837, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure in control, and it stays in control into the Columbus Day weekend, so we'll be forecasting relative sunshine. Good news is it's also going to keep Tropical Storm Nate off to our east. Should go into the Gulf Coast, the Louisiana, maybe as far east as Pensacola over the weekend. Sun today, 85 to 90. We're clear tonight, 65 to 70. Partial sun, close to 90 tomorrow, and it's sunny Sunday with highs around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, let's do some stuff about City of College Station. You know some stuff about the City of College Station, right?
A little bit. Read up.
All right. 22 children in the U.S. have been named ESPN. Just want to let you know that today's amazing fact.
Great.
Yeah. Well, what you hate is that you're the 16th, and you find out, you know, that there are others before you. You thought you were unique. Maybe You'll know you've arrived when you go to the gift shop and they have a mug, right?
Yeah, I guess
with your
you're
name
right.
on it. You brought a guest today.
I sure did. All rise for the Honorable Municipal Court Judge Edward Spillane III.
All right, well, please be seated.
All right.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
So
doing
Harvard's awesome. 2-1.
Really? Yeah. So now you've got, see, this year, for some reason, I have a blind spot. I've been, I guess, worried too much with the Aggies and the Gators.
They've only played 3 games so far, so, you know, we'll see what happens. Yeah, tomorrow will be, it'll be interesting. All right, so you're here because some people have been misbehaving again in the city, haven't they?
It's that time of year again, warrant amnesty, and a week from Monday for 3 weeks, if you know you have a ticket or think that you have a ticket and you haven't come in and there's a warrant out there, come to court, we'll waive the warrant fee, and more importantly, you won't be arrested.
So now, when they call, who do they talk to find out about, do I have any warrants out there for me?
They talk to our clerk. Well, one thing we do, there's a whole bunch of new laws that started September 1st,
okay.
and kind of modeled on our court now, where if someone doesn't show up, we actually have to call and send letters, and so we actually proactively contact them.
Okay.
But if they call, they talk to our clerk. We even have on our website the list of people, their names, who have active warrants, so they can even look up on our website. So that's what happens. And we've always had a policy that if you come to court, it doesn't just have to be the amnesty. You won't be arrested. If you cooperate, you know, you walk in the lobby and then run out, that's not cooperating. But if you come in, we won't arrest you. Well, that's now state law. So Texas has really taken up what our court's done and passed a number of new state laws.
I imagine over the years your clerk has probably had some amusing stories about people calling, because, I mean, I don't know how you casually ask if there's a warrant for for you or your brother-in-law or whatever out there, but nonetheless. So what you do is you're nice to them for a while, but then you get unnice after that, right? So.
Right. The warrant amnesty goes till November 3rd, but starting November 4th to 12th, chances are if you didn't come in, you could be arrested if you're under warrant, because local law enforcement will focus on Class Cs. And this includes the JP, the constables, and also College Station.
So now, you know, Brian is doing this too in conjunction, which is a good thing. Have you got some sense of how many other counties are doing this in Texas?
Well, in the spring, there's a statewide. And it's kind of funny because I've always pushed the amnesty to get people to come in. The roundup is just there to motivate, but it's really about amnesty, getting them to come to court. And what I've noticed is statewide, they've gone from a warrant roundup to now a statewide amnesty as well, but in the spring. We do it twice a year because it's so popular. We usually clear about 500 cases, and so why not do it?
Sure.
You know, I want people to come to court. I really don't want to see them in jail.
Right. So. Yeah, it makes sense. Well, again, and you've really been a point man on this. When you take people who are in some sort of a tough financial situation, the last thing you want to do is take them away from their job.
Absolutely. That's the thing. I see them in jail, and they, you know, and they could lose their job. They, you know, having an arrest record now is, you know, with the internet, it travels with you. And so that's the last thing we want. We have payment plan coordinators that will work on community service. We, you know, with young people, even GED training. There's all sorts of alternative punishments to just a fine.
Ed Spillane's with us this morning. A couple of years ago, you wrote a piece in the Washington Post.
Correct.
And it gained some traction. So now, a couple of years down the road, where are we with that whole project?
We're still, I'm on a national task force, and it's kind of funny. Yesterday, I was talking to a group, and I heard from Alabama, and they were complaining about how it's impossible to get rid of their judges. And I was thinking, well, you know, and if you do get rid of them, they become a senator.
Yes, they do.
I was thinking,
that's right.
But when you compare, you know, what's going on in Texas, you're looking at Alabama now. They have these private probation companies that they've gotten rid of. And there's a lot of progress made. And Texas has been a leader. And so I'm working on that task force with other states, trying to make sure that we learn from places like Ferguson, but we also don't have to all learn on our own.
Yeah, well, we're 50 different states, and we do handle things differently, but the idea for something like that does seem to be common sense. Let's not dig a deeper hole for these people.
Yeah, you don't want to look at jail and just see that it's all people with nonviolent and indigent defendants. That happens, and a lot of people think it's bad, but no one really looks at the big picture, and that's what we've been doing, looking at the big picture and making sure that the criminal justice system is efficient but also fair.
Sure. Okay, so again, warrant amnesty period is?
Starting October the 16th, October 16th, so a week from Monday.
Okay, and you got 3 weeks to do that, and again, the website, you just go to the College Station website?
CSTX.gov/warrants.
All right, Ed Spillane, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
What else?
Everyone's invited to enjoy education stations, guest speakers, guided tours through the new Lick Creek Nature Center that will celebrate the grand opening on Saturday, October 14th. Free event will begin with a welcome ceremony and a ribbon cutting. We'll have guided tours every half hour starting at 9:30. Dogs are welcome on a leash. Horses and bikes not permitted. Horses on bikes absolutely not permitted. So if you want to know more, cstx.gov/lickcreek.
How about a horse on a bike with a dog on a leash?
Totally permissible.
All right, there you go. We visit the folks from City of College Station on Fridays.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. And we're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
From the Clyburn Gold to major masterpieces, we will hear Russians Unravel, Box Brandenburgs, and an epic season finale with the Texas Tenors in the BVSO's 36 years of outstanding live performances. Don't miss a single concert in our 2017-2018 season of Tenors and Titans, sponsored by CHI St. Joseph Health. Visit BVSO.org or call 696-6100 to order your season tickets now. Opening concert October 22nd with the Clyburn Gold Medalist.
Newstalk 1620 WTW. It's 8:45. So we were discussing a little while ago that Eric Church was performing last night. Is that right, at the Grand Ole Opry?
I don't think it was last night.
Okay.
I think maybe it had been October 4th. So this This was Wednesday night.
Okay. I didn't know they did shows on Wednesday night. But anyhow, okay. He was there, and he had written a song. Because he had been at the festival the day before, is that right?
He had been there on Friday.
Okay.
So everything happened on Sunday, but he had been in Las Vegas Friday night.
And he wrote a song about it and performed it, right?
Right. Yeah. At the Grand Ole Opry last night.
Do you have a little of that audio?
Yeah, we got a little bit.
Okay. This is Eric Church,
called Why Not Me.
And every morning when the sun hits the mountain and a glorious still calms the breeze, I'll ask the God of my salvation, why you and why not me? Why you and why not me?
Hey, there you go. And he had the courage to whistle.
Yeah. Live.
And he was early on, he was on the brink of tears. He went into a long monologue about, you know, going to the concert, and he was a headliner Friday night, and how he looked out and he saw people that he said, you know, those are my people, because they knew all of his songs.
Sure.
They were there to see him.
Right.
And he said, you know, he went out in the crowd. He doesn't normally do that, he said, but he went out in the crowd and was shaking hands. And there was actually a woman who was being interviewed by Anderson Cooper on CNN who was there Sunday night. Her husband tragically was killed.
Wow.
And they actually had tickets to go see Eric Church Wednesday night at the Grand Ole Opry. They had been there Friday night because Eric Church apparently was her husband's favorite singer.
Huh.
And they were supposed to be at the Grand Ole Opry Wednesday night. And he said, you know, if you look in row F, you'll notice there's some empty seats.
Mm.
And her husband were supposed to come here tonight. So he said, you know, this is for them. This is for the folks there. So
amazing.
It's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah. Well, and yesterday, it's one of those things I cannot imagine, nor would I ever try to pretend to imagine what it was like to be there. But when the information came out that he had hotel rooms booked in Chicago during Lollapalooza, I was there this summer.
Yeah.
Really?
And in Boston, overlooking Fenway Park.
And then Boston. And so to think, you know, that music fest was one of my favorite memories that I'll ever have.
Sure.
You know, one of the first music fests I've ever been to, and, you know, got to spend time time with my family and one of my best friends. And so to think that, you know, that's just what those people were doing in mm-hmm. Vegas and just trying to enjoy, you know, a great music and a great show. And it's so sad.
It does. It puts a pile over everything that's like that.
Yeah, it does.
To wit, Austin City Limits, the ACL folks have said that if you want to get a refund mm-hmm. for this weekend's show, and I guess if next weekend too, then they are willing to do that, which is really a smart thing, I think, to do that. More than 450,000 people show up every year for that thing that goes on over there at Zilker Park. And
And they've said they've, you know, increased security. They've sent out emails with, you know, plenty of information, you know, for those who are still going to attend. But, yeah, to say, hey, here's your money back if you just choose not to come. That's, you know, pretty cool of them.
The thing is, this is a sniper deal. There's no intimacy involved here. That's why, the police will do everything they can, or security will do everything they can.
Right.
But you're going to be 30 stories up.
Exactly. Right. These aren't people in the park that are going to be at ACL. Yeah, that's the scary part.
Going to be worse. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is kind of interesting. A Toronto couple suing their neighbors for $2.5 million over house renovation. Jason and Jody Chapnick, who live in a multi-million dollar home, filed a lawsuit against their neighbors for remodeling a nearby property to look strikingly similar to theirs. So the folks in the expensive house say that their architect-designed house is one of the most well-known and admired homes in their neighborhood, and they claim the other homeowner, who is in the business of flipping houses, copied their home to increase her value, which then would decrease the value of the original home. Allegedly, the copycat homeowners denies the claim, of course, saying that the house is actually inspired by Tudor Stone Village.
Well, I mean, you know, imitation is the finest form of flattery.
It is,
why not?
But that's an interesting take on that whole deal. Yeah, if you've got something that is going to be worth a lot of money, then copy it for less money.
Here's something interesting. My father, whenever he was in high school, he worked for a man who owned a construction company who lived right across the street from where he grew up.
Okay.
And so we have a lot of family land. The road that I grew up on is actually Taylor Road, because my great-great-grandfather owned a lot of that land that when the road went through.
Okay.
But this man, you know, he was very close to him. It was a family friend, and he worked for him growing up. And he built the house that eventually my parents moved into. We moved into this man's old house. This is a house that had been around since my dad was a boy, so we kind of moved back to his old home place. Funny story, though, right up the street, as I said, this man owned a construction company. He built the house that my parents live in. He built the almost identical house right up the street with the exact same floor plan and everything. And we drive by it all the time. So we literally, other than the color of it and obviously the location, it's the exact same house that I basically grew up in.
Well, it clearly makes sense to do it when you're talking about basic housing, I guess, because this is an upscale house. But you know that there are builders out there who have X number of design plans.
Right.
And they replicate them all over their town. You know, if they build in more than one on more than one street, then someplace in another part of the city, they'll have those things.
I mean,
they make small changes.
Yeah, drive around any suburban neighborhood, and you're going to see houses that look almost identical right next to each other.
Well, again, just talking with Mr. Sokol from the city of College Station about, you know, brick colors and things like that. The more bricks you buy, the more siding you buy, the more shingles that you buy, no matter what they are, that are the same color, then you get a better price. And, yeah, they're going to show up in houses all over the area. But I guess it's when you start talking about $2.5 million houses, you expect that you'll have something that would maybe not look like this guy right down the street there. All right, 7-2.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family.
Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Core Performance, BetaMed, and we'll learn ways to sleep better and to de-stress. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
About 6 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So nothing with less than 10% alcohol was considered an alcoholic beverage in Russia until 2011.
Really?
It was classified as regular food.
It's milk.
Okay. And that included almost all beer. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Matt Groening wanted to make a live-action Simpsons spinoff in 1994. One of the reasons that that fell through was that the network said it would be too expensive to pay for a joke in a pilot featuring a bunch of trained beavers.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's interesting.
I guess so.
So there have been like memes or, you know, those little picture galleries that you can go through. And it was like your favorite animated characters, but in real life.
Okay.
And Homer Simpson looks creepy.
Oh, yeah.
It's really creepy. And well, at least in this photo gallery. It looks very, very.
Okay.
So Paula Peretti is going away.
I saw that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Did she say why?
Just
over
Peretti,
it.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think
it's been 15 years.
Yep. And she's making like $5.5 million a year doing this.
Yeah.
And so I guess she wants to kind of go out and maybe try to do something a little bit different. Which would be fine. And certainly that's understandable.
It would be interesting to see her in anything else. Her character is so unique. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, so her. I don't know what she's like in real person, you know,
she's
real life.
She's 48 years old.
She looks so young.
She's married to Marine, ex-Marine. Yep. A matter of fact. So
very cool.
I forgot to do this story yesterday. I promised you that I didn't do it, but it could be an NSYNC reunion at the Super Bowl.
Oh,
TMZ reports that Justin Timberlake reportedly in talks, you know, to do the halftime show.
Oh, my gosh.
And Joey Fatone said the guys would love to join
him on stage. Yeah, because they would get paid.
Yeah.
Bye, bye, bye. They haven't had in a while.
The only other one, like, really doing anything is, Lance Bass. You still see him around, but.
New record set for the world's longest dog tongue.
Okay.
Okay, 8-year-old Mochi the St. Bernard lives with his adoptive parents in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Mochi's tongue measures 7.31 inches from snout to tip.
Great kisses.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ooh,
no.
Man.
Snout to tip.
Yeah. Her tongue not only qualifies her for the title of the longest tongue, but she gets the horrible mention of sloppy kiss department, as you mentioned there. Favorite meal includes peanut butter, and on a video of her slurping, it can certainly be seen online.
Oh, wow, yeah.
She can
long
reach
tongue.
The bottom of that jar, too.
Exactly.
Get that extra peanut butter.
Right, when other dogs have to give up on it.
She's like, nope.
Right, the previous record was held by a boxer named Brandy who passed away in 2002.
Okay.
So,
my dog has a very short snout and a very short tongue. And so whenever he drinks out of the water bowl, he just kind of puts his whole face into it and gets his face all wet.
Well, and then pulls the face out and there's water all over
and
the
then
floor.
He
and then gives you extra wet kisses.
Giada De Laurentiis, is that her name?
Giada, yes. Okay. Yes.
Nothing warms your heart quite like that comfort food that Giada insists
there's
Italians
no way,
are the best at.
There's no way she eats any of the food she makes.
Really,
she's like a size 00 and she's tiny.
Well, she apparently is going to open up a chain of pasta restaurants.
Okay, I think she might have at least one or two restaurants,
she's apparently going to go nationwide on
that
thing.
Okay.
So we'll see how that plays for her.
All right.
And then there's the story about the three men who were out hunting in Texas when they spotted a deer.
Uh-huh.
Instead of raising their weapons, they walked over to help free the deer. Its head had gotten stuck in a fence.
Oh,
you know, that's the thing about hunters, too. A lot of them just go out there just to be one with nature.
That's it.
True.
And
true.
They do that.
And, yeah, I mean, in that, you know, easy target, they love the sport. So, you know, shooting a deer who's just trapped in a fence, that's pointless.
Yeah.
And there's this. You know that when you buy that huge box of candy at the movie theater that, well, when you open it up, it's going to have some airspace in it, right?
Yeah.
It does happen. Well, finally, somebody's going to court. Viola Daniel, New York City, has filed a federal lawsuit against Tootsie Roll Industries because she says they intentionally underfill the boxes of Junior Mints. She said she bought a box of Junior Mints last month and found it was 43% air inside.
How did she know? She factored that in?
Well, I guess she got the volume of the mints. She maybe didn't need them. Took them home.
Okay? She needs to learn to take her purse with her to the movies.
Exactly. Yeah. Just bring your own mints. Milk Duds were only 23%.
Wow.
Ooh.
And Good and Plenty has 12% air in theirs. It says competitors' product boxes are smaller in size yet contain more candy.
Who wants to eat Good and Plenty's?
I've never even heard of that.
She has filed a class action suit. She is hoping that other people will join. She is hoping that anyone who has been wronged by their half-empty Junior Mints box can get at least $50. $50.
$50.
We're marching on the movie theater.
Hey, you know, we mentioned yesterday those Google headphones that will translate languages.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It will translate 40 languages.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. They cost $159, the AirPod, Apple AirPod headphones. The one catch is the translator doesn't work with any old phone. It only works with your new Pixel phone.
Of course
it does.
Yeah, and they only cost $650, so I know that you'll want
to
be doing
also,
that.
I feel like people aren't going to talk to you if you have earbuds in your ears.
Good point.
Well, are we going to start seeing these at the UN meets?
Well, that could be a good way to do that. I saw somebody the other day talking to a guy, and the guy did not take the buds out of his ears.
Really?
I'm going, really? Or
you get folks that walk around with a Bluetooth,
yeah.
And you don't know if they're talking to you or talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah, good point. Okay. Huh. Nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 2018 have been released. Bon Jovi's on there.
All right.
Yeah, Living on a Prayer.
The Cars, Depeche Mode, Dire Straits, is it in there?
What?
LL Cool J.
Yeah.
All right. The Moody Blues, they're kind of old school. Interesting, they're not in there. And the Zombies, who are really old school. The inductees will be revealed in December. The class of 2018 will be inducted April 14th in beautiful Cleveland.
LL Cool J.
Yeah.
I found that weird.
That. Okay. Exactly. All right. Keep your fingers crossed.
Beat Bama.
Yeah, okay. WTAW College.